the president. Did you get to meet Lyndon Johnson?
I did. My chaperone, she went with us to Vietnam. We were exhausted, as you can imagine, that long flight home. And then from San Francisco, we flew home to New York and fell into bed and left a message that our phone would not ring. We were in our apartment in New York, and the phone rang. And we were both like, who's calling? Lucille answered it. I could tell from her tone of voice that she wasn't mad. It was the White House. There was an Oklahoman in the White House. Would it have been Jim Jones?
Yes, it would have been Jim Jones.
Okay.
No, James R. Jones. He was the aide to Lyndon Johnson.
Okay.
That's right.
I think he facilitated all of this. And so the White House was saying, could I come? We did, of course. We got up and got dressed, and it was such a gift for me. Of course, the president wanted us there to show his interest in Vietnam, but we arrived and had a quick tour of the White House and then met the president. He took us out to look at his beagles, if you remember, his dogs. Oh, what was I to say to the president, you know, as the president of the United States? I remember he had a cold, and I thought, wow, you have all that power and all that authority, and you still get a cold. But, you know, I didn't have that long with him. And he had our senators, Monroney and Harris, come. And I was relieved when they came because they could have conversations with him. I was way too intimidated. He said, how are our boys? I said, fine. I mean, again, I couldn't say anything. What was really a joy was Vice President Hubert Humphrey. I was there for the signing of a GI Bill. I got to experience that, and he was warm and friendly. Mm-hmm. He was easy to be with. Then to be there in the White House for the signing of that bill with the veterans was so thrilling. That's one of my favorite pictures that I have.
You actually stood in the Oval Office with the president, didn't
yes.
you? And did you think, I'm from Laverne, and I'm standing
yes.
here in the Oval
yes,
Office?
Yes, but I could hardly catch my breath. It was so overwhelming, but, oh, such a thrill.
Lyndon was such an outgoing guy. He didn't come off as warm
no.
as Hubert Humphrey did.
No, he did not. Yeah. Maybe he didn't feel well.
Yeah.
And, of course, that mantle of Vietnam
yep.
upon him at that time, I'm sure, was very, very heavy. And, again, my shyness was all out there. So I'm sure I wasn't easy. And I don't remember him being friendly. Of course, he was. But what I was not prepared for was, after my visit with him, was the press. I walked out, and then I was just overwhelmed with the press. What did you say? What did the president say? I don't remember much. I mean, I didn't know what to say then either. I think somebody took pity on me and kind of marched me through there.
You're reminding again that you're 19 years old.
I'm 19.
Right.
Wow. That's one of the things. It's a strength and a weakness of the pageant at that time. The strength is they let you be you. You won. They trust you, and they trust your character, and they trust the system that will allow you to grow into the role. The weakness is when it's so overwhelming like that, it would have been really nice to have had an expert in communications that would have said, okay, you've left the president. The press is going to be outside this door. Let's think for a minute about how to respond and not put words in my mouth, but help me to organize my thoughts. There was no training for that at all. And there is a woman now. I had the chance to have lunch with the current Miss America just 2 days after she won this last fall. And there was a woman with her as a volunteer who's been with the pageant system and is an expert. And she was just with her for that week that's press-oriented. We were all like, oh, this is so great. There were five Miss Americas in New York with Nina. And we were just thanking this person because we said, that is so important. In the car, in between press interviews, that's what she would do with her. Okay, Nina, here's the next person. Here's the type of questions they'll answer. Let's just organize your thoughts. Not put words in her mouth, not try to persuade her what to say. Just, this is what's coming, and how can I help you?
Yeah.
I wish I'd had that. You know, my chaperone didn't have any expertise in that.